This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the story we couldn't tell yesterday because Rhino was out with a little bit of a post-trip malaise, illness, whatever. Seems to be feeling better today. When the plane is boarding... Generally, I'm asking you guys out there in Radio Land, Tobes, I'll pose it to you. When the plane's boarding, they're not on group one or group two or group three or group, or, you know, the tail end of group four, starting group five. What do you do? What do people do generally?
Usually congregate by the gate.
Close by.
Yeah, just hang out, waiting for, you know, if I'm in group eight or group nine, I'm there, you know, 5 minutes beforehand, just hanging out. And then as they're announcing the groups, I'm nearby. That way, as soon as they call group eight, group nine, whatever I am, I'm not in a rush, but I'm going to get on the plane at my appropriate time because I cannot miss the plane. I just can't have that happen.
Well, what's the point of being there at the airport?
To get on the airplane.
To get on the plane. What would someone not do in general? Like a regular person that like understands the gravity of the situation. What do you think like they would not do in a million years for any reason?
Yeah, normally I would not go the other direction.
The other direction.
Of wherever the plane is going and wherever the gate is, I would usually be headed that way when it's boarding, not the other direction.
What did Ryan do?
He went the other direction.
He did. Did he do it once?
He did it twice.
Two times. We had a connecting flight.
He did it twice, one flight out of PBI, and then he did it again in Charlotte on our connecting flight.
So he did it three times total?
He did it three times total.
Man. Now, I thought I had an ally in my guy, Ryan. As we've traveled before, he has the appropriate angst, anxiety, fear for the complications of the travel process. We are both blessed to have Grant Paulson as a friend and cursed to have him as a traveling companion. He's the everything is just going to work out guy, and he kind of waves his hand at you. And like most of the time, it does work out. But when it doesn't, it's the biggest disaster possible, right? And he never acknowledges even that it's possible. And so the point I always try to make to him is for so many years, and I'm going off on a tangent. He's like, I'm like, hey, look at this Dan Snyder news. Look, this. He goes, is he on the team? He's going on it forever. I can't even talk about it. I'm going, no, but look, this one's serious. It might. And he's like, wake me up when it does. And then it did. See what I'm saying? Sometimes Dan Snyder doesn't own the team anymore. Sometimes the thing happens. I thought I had an ally in Ryan Cleary. I didn't think I had a guy that would take off during boarding, mutter something, leave a heavy, expensive suitcase Comrex thing just for anybody to walk by and snag, like we're doing bag drops in Mission Impossible, and mutter something and then meander off, restroom trip, trying to find the perfect bottle of water. I could not believe it. Ryan, your thoughts?
Yes, because I did do all those things, but let me just acknowledge this, though.
Yes.
So, yeah. I did go to the bathroom while we were boarding. I did go fill up my water bottle. But let me ask you this. What group were we? I was group eight.
Well, hold on. This is what makes it even worse.
No, it does not.
It was group eight, and it wasn't like group one now boarding, group one, and Ryan's like, let me run real quick. I know we got a couple groups. It was like group four.
You guys were group four. I was group eight and group nine. I still have my tickets. I was group eight.
We were group eight.
And I asked Toby.
I was group nine.
Because I, again...
Because I'm poor.
I knew that we would be perfectly fine. So I was like, hey, Toby, can you just watch the Comrex? I went back to go to the bathroom and grab a water bottle. And I came back. Group four was boarding. I'm still group eight. I went to the bathroom. I got a water bottle. everything was fine. I did that for both
flights.
Yeah,
you left during group five on our connecting flight. Now,
I did. I made it back.
And you did make it back. And good for you.
Everything's fine.
This time it worked out. There's several points to be made. Number one, the wandering off, leaving the bag, you guys, there's a huge deal here. Like, we're numbers. We're at the end. There's no frequent flyer. Yes, there's no special treatment. For both flights, you realize there were zero people in group seven, just FYI?
I had no idea.
The later groups, you never know. I don't know who's the subset of group four that's like, hey, you booked early enough or you checked in early enough. Group five, you're kind of the tail end of that group. I don't know who six and seven are.
You're right.
Six and seven is a very, very limited group. So as soon as they're on group six, not for the board, two people came up. No one was hovering around for group seven from our flight from Palm Beach. So I instantly realized I'm going to be next. I'm going to be first in group eight. And I sauntered right up there. And she goes, now boarding group eight. Bam. See what I'm saying? Group seven, like that, didn't exist. You ran the risk. Now,
ran the risk.
You're probably going to make it back in time, but you sacrificed potential storage space. The thing that everybody doesn't understand about travel, you are directly competing with these people for space, air, resources, and everything else.
You're right.
We lost the face-off, and we had to check our bags at the damn gate.
Mm-hmm.
We lost it.
Yeah.
And you were so callous about it.
I was, because, again, you know what? It's weird. It's funny, because I got back for group four, and so I did see group six and group seven. I just didn't pay any attention to it, because I'm that guy. Once I see the plane, and once I see my gate, and once I make sure that the plane is really there and that this ticket is a real thing, I'm perfectly fine. Everything else will work out. I'm going to get on that plane. In fact, I typically like being the last person on board, and I'm just okay with that. I'm perfectly fine with it.
So
everything will work out.
I don't mind that philosophy. On longer flights, I don't hate his philosophy of being the last dude on the plane. That doesn't bother me at all. The thing that does bother me, though, is potentially not being the last person on the plane, but the first person to miss it because I went to the bathroom when you were boarding. That's what bothers me.
Because we're all trying to get out of there.
Yes.
I know.
We got, and like, everybody's in this together, but we're also competing. It's like trying to make the Nats roster.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, some people get sent down to AAA, but they all want to make the roster. You're competing with people, but at the end of the day, we're part of the same org. We're trying to get there. That's what being on a plane is.
It's fair. I think that maybe at West Palm Beach, I was a little too comfortable there because it was a zoo for whatever reason on a Monday.
Yeah.
That was a little much, I'm not going to lie. But in Charlotte, there's a bathroom right across the gate. I knew you guys had the bag. We were all good and everything
worked
out.
Well, that's the other bit. That's the other bit.
At midnight.
Imposed on us.
That's the other bit.
You see that?
A little bit like, if you would have said, I'm going to take the Comrex and I'm going to run and do whatever you want. If you miss the flight, whatever, man. Like that's on you. But if you're like, I'm going to leave this back and you watch this,
you
now I can't leave.
Yeah, now I can't
go. Group 8,
not you, Tobes.